I ask your prayers for those celebrating birthdays in the coming week. Madeline Ahern, Jane Taylor, Jacqueline Phillips, Julianne Isaac, Liz McKenna, Catherine Schoppel, Louise Reimer, Robert Wood, Mark Aaron Perry, and Chris Izzo. Let us pray. O God, our times are in your hand. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants as they begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace and strengthen their trust in your goodness all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We give thanks for the marriage of Sarah DeSandro, daughter of Michael and Mary DeSandro, and Travis Merrill last weekend at Blythewood Gardens. O God, you have so consecrated the covenant of marriage that in it is represented the spiritual unity between Christ and his church. Send therefore your blessing upon these your servants, Sarah and Travis, that they may so love, honor, and cherish each other in faithfulness and patience, in wisdom and true godliness, that their home may be a blessing of peace and joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I also ask your prayers for the sick and the troubled who have been commended to us. Christina, Ed, Francis and Tom, Marie, Jim and Rosemary, Elisa and Gray, Aiden, Angela, Chris, Jeremiah, Virginia, Justin, Michelle, Sam, Truls, Linda, Paula, Gail, Sheila, Aldo and Madeline, Andy and Alice, David, Marie, Larry, Bobby, Ruth, Claire, Jane, Charlie, Peter and Susie, Deb, Janine, Rebecca, Mary, Jake, Bleth, Karma, Michelle, Parker, Lisa, Jane, Tracy, Roger, Brian, Carol, Yvonne, Beth, Alan, Steve, Liz, Jennifer, Arletta, Larry, Bob and Claudia, Martin, Ryan, Barbara, Jamie, Elizabeth, Laura and Frank, Beverly, Emily, and William. O God, we thank you for all the good gifts that fill our lives, for love that makes life beautiful, for thoughts that uplift and make us glad, and for the fullness of joy that your presence brings. Comfort and strengthen those in any need or trouble, and give your power of healing to those who minister to their needs. May they be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in your loving care, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Finally, we pray for those who have died and for those who grieve their passing. We remember Thomas DiMio. O God, whose mercies cannot be numbered, accept our prayers on behalf of your servant Thomas and grant him an entrance into the land of light and joy in the fullness of your saints through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.